Hi, friends. Welcome to a very special week on the That Sounds Fun podcast. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so happy to be here with you. As I told you yesterday, it is Holy Week, the week between Palm Sunday and Easter. We will not be having normal shows on Mondays and Thursdays this week, but every day, starting yesterday up until Easter, I'm going to read the stories from the Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that coincide with this exact day. Today is Monday, and I'm going to be reading to you from the English Standard Version. We'll start in Matthew, and this is Matthew 21, verses 12 through 22. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise'?" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. And in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." This is Mark 11, 12 through 18. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And this is Luke 19, 45 through 48. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. There is no story recorded from this particular Monday in the book of John. So that is it for today. Some days will be shorter like this, where little things are recorded. But as you know, as the week goes on, many more pieces of the story are recorded. So, all right, friends, that's it for today. Go out or stay in and do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Y'all have a great day.